Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hello, 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 everybody. So you are a faith-based entrepreneur, and we're dealing with overwhelm today. Why are we so overwhelmed when what we really want to do is to create a business that we actually love? When you created your business, did you have in mind, I want to have a lot of stress? I don't think so, right? You're actually thinking of less stress. So I want you to think about, why exactly did you start your business? For me, I wanted freedom, time freedom, financial freedom. What about you? Was it for impact? I wanted that, and provision and purpose and all of these wonderful things, right? And yet what I find is that so many entrepreneurs are having a lot of overwork, overextended, and overwhelmed. Why do we do this? Why does this actually happen? And there are three reasons. One is that there's a misalignment with your vision of who you are called to be. So you're not too sure who you are called to be. Number two, we have too many drainers, draining our energy, draining the money, draining everything, and not enough drivers getting us to where we really want to be going, to the big vision, right? And also, ready for number three? Busy adding, not being fruitful and multiplying. And just in case you said, what? I'm going to deal with it again, but I'm going to repeat it for you. Many times we're busy adding. God didn't ask us to be busy and add. He asked us to be fruitful and multiply. So you got to listen to the end in order to hear all of that, right? But today, what we're going to do, we're going to fix it God's way. And God gives us provision for his vision. That's point number one. If you really want to overcome the overwhelm, right? God gives provision for his vision. And without identity, what we do is we create overwhelm because we end up taking on all kinds of things that we're not supposed to be doing because this one is doing that and you're following that trend and you're following the other trend and you're doing all kinds of stuff. So here's the thing. When God tells you to do something, he always gives you three things. He gives you a promise. He gives you the vision to confirm that he spoke, and he also tells you who you are, what your identity is. So let me give you a little story. Maybe you've heard about these people. So there were some people that God gave a vision to. They were enslaved, and God said, I'm going to give you a new land. A land that is going to be bountiful. So they get the vision. He even tells them, you know, what the parameters of the land would be. He gave them that promise that they would occupy the land. So not just a vision, because you can have a vision and it's not your vision. But he said, I'm going to allow you to occupy it. So that is a promise that they can stand on. He went even further. He said, let me tell you who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. He told them all of that. But there was a problem. There was a problem. The problem was that in order for them to possess the promise, they'd have to do something that made them uncomfortable. They were going to have to step into who they were. Forget the days of being slaves and step into who they actually were created by God to be. And that vision of themselves was too big. So they thought. So, as I tell you, these people have a problem. So, they didn't think they were capable. Why didn't they think they were capable? In order to make sure that the vision was clear to them, 12 of their leaders went out, spied out this promised land, came back and said, "Yes, it's true. Do you know the grapes are big enough, or so big rather, that two men have to carry?" So they knew it was true. And then 10 of the leaders said this, "But the people in the land are huge. They are giants. And we were grasshoppers, like grasshoppers in their eyes." Now, I want to ask you a question. Did they have a conversation with these people, these giants? Did they do a poll? Was it an interview? How did they know? You know, that is how these giants saw them. These giants. Or was it that is how they saw themselves? And don't worry, we're talking about the children of Israel, but we're talking about ourselves at the same time. Because that's often what keeps us stuck and stagnant too, and in a state of overwhelm, because the promise looks too big for us to take and possess because we feel like grasshoppers. They forgot their identity. What has God called you to be? Do you remember your identity? You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. You are part of that royal priesthood, that holy nation that people set apart right now. Yes, of course, as believers, we are. The other day, one of my clients was talking to me and she said, "Michelle, this whole purpose thing," because I help people to identify their purpose. And she said, "Michelle, I can't do this thing. It looks too big." I said, of course it's too big." She said, "Okay." I said, "Of course it is too big because you cannot do it on your own. You need to be doing it in conjunction with God. God doesn't give you visions that you can execute on your own. Then we just rely on our own understanding rather than trusting in Him with all our hearts, right?" Now, let me continue on with these people. So, because they allow themselves to get scared, in today's language, we call it imposter syndrome. They knew about the spies spied out that land in about year two. In year 40, they were rebelling and they wanted to go back to slavery. Why? Because the fear kept them so bound that they stalled on what they were supposed to be doing. They stalled, they got stuck. The wilderness was a difficult place. It was not flowing in with milk and honey. It was supposed to be a place of transition. It's supposed to be a place uncomfortable enough that you want to get out of it. But they stalled there for 40 years because of imposter syndrome. So now, coming over to us. And I say us, right? Because of course I've been through it too. Of course I've been through it too. But that's a whole other story. But I'm going to focus on you for now, if that's okay. What is the vision that God gave you for your business? The big one, the scary one. Who are you in Christ? And what has he specifically called you to do? Now, before I could answer that question about what he had called me specifically to do, I started businesses before. I tried other businesses. I was overwhelmed. I hated them. But then the Lord took me on a path of knowing what my purpose was. And the moment I knew what my purpose was, which is that I help Christian professionals and entrepreneurs who feel stuck to thrive in their personal, professional, and financial lives, then it helped me to craft a business that I loved. I was like, oh, I love this business. So, and I actually realized that it now allowed me to live a life that I loved. So hear this. That's why I named the business Create the Life You'd Love. So I'm Michelle Sinclair Doily. You know what I do. And you know what the name of my business is. And it is because I believe that, like me, you want to create a life that you would love too. And it starts for many of us as entrepreneurs with our businesses. But that's how it was born. And do things get tough? Of course. But I don't feel that overwhelmed that I felt with those other businesses because I was specially designed to do this. What are you specially designed to do? And some persons might be saying to themselves, so I wonder if I'm really specially designed to do the business I'm in. Ask the Lord. He'll tell you. He told me. He told me get out of the other businesses that I was in. And so it was a good way for me to know I was off track. Now, what I do is I help other people to identify their God-given purpose, create careers or businesses that they love, and I help transition them into those careers and businesses that they love. Right? I know who I am. And that's why that business is a natural outworking of who I am. And your business should be too. So, when vision and identity aligns, you stop doing everything and anything that brings in money and all of these things, and you start doing the right things so you don't feel overwhelmed. So, overcome overwhelm with a vision, the promise, and your identity. So, let's go on to number two. Point number two. You got to know your drivers and your drainers. And you have to accentuate the right D. Right? So, man, obedience. Obedience allows us to multiply. But, and that's a driver, right? But when we're in disobedience, it drains us, it drains the money, it drains everything. So, let's look specifically. What are drainers? A drainer is anything that doesn't contribute to your goal, which of course means you have to have a goal. And the goal has got to be aligned with the vision that God gave you, right? So anything that does not contribute towards the goal is a drainer. And anything that contributes to the goal, it increases your influence, your impact, and your income. Then you know that that is a driver. So let's look at this little exercise, okay? So it's the 80-80. So write this down. What do you spend 80% of your time doing in your business? What do you spend 80% of your time doing in your business? And then the next question is, where do 80% of your results come from? Do they match? If not, you're overwhelmed because you're misfocused, because you're spending that time on the wrong things, right? And it's very easy for us to do that because there's so many things that come at us. Oh, we need to talk to a client. Oh, we need to do a sales page. Oh, we need, oh, the funnels. Oh, something does pop down. I'm Jamaican, so I say pop down. You may say broke down. But the thing is that we have to be laser focused on what the driver is and what is a drainer in our businesses. Because if not, we're gonna focus on the drainers and get overworked, overstressed, overwhelmed. Okay? So, even your drivers aren't enough though. Sometimes God doesn't just change what we do because you may have something and you look at it and you say, okay, that is a driver. However, you're saying, but this driver is not driving me fast enough in my business. So you still know that something is not right. Oh. So let me tell you a story. So there was this man, and there was a famine in the land. And he had some plans, he said, leaning on his old understanding, I'm going to go to Egypt. And God said to him, don't go there. Go to Gerar. The man's name, just in case you're saying, is that Isaac? Yes, it's Isaac. And what God was saying to him by going to Gerar is, hey, Isaac, you've got to pivot. So here's what happened. Isaac was afraid. And we know that because eventually he made a lie to say his wife was his sister because he was afraid the men down there would have killed him. So we know he was afraid. So he was afraid, but he obeyed. Then he plants, because he was a farmer, and he multiplies. He reaps a hundredfold. 100-fold because he chose to pivot. The Lord was saying, hey, a driver in your business is that you've got to move location. And this man said, okay, though not afraid, but doing it. And so he did it. So now I'm asking you, has God told you, Melanie, pivot in your business? Nicole, you've got to do it scared. Patricia, you've got to go a different direction. Look at it through a different lens. Mark, that particular product that you're selling, you need to tweak it a little bit. I don't know your names. But imagine that your name is being called. What is God saying to you? Now, you're saying, but is it God or is it me? I mean, how do I know I'm hearing from God? Well, number one, the word says, my sheep know my voice. So if you're not sure it's a voice of God, then the first thing you have to do is you've got to know God better for yourself. And then he also does something. He confirms things. And in the word of God, in Proverbs 11, 14, it talks about the fact in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Not just experts. Of course, experts, but you want to make sure that they're also hearing from God. So, very quickly, in my situation, can I tell you, I do not like social media. To sit down and draft a whole thing and put out there and all of that kind of thing was wearing me down. It was draining me every day. And the temptation was to do more. And people say, do more, get more clients, get this book, more, 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 more. But here's what happened. I listened to good counsel for my business. Your business will be different, but for my business, I was told the answer is email marketing and speaking. And so I pivoted. So you got to pivot. And then with these trainers, you've got to delegate them. Moses delegated, the apostles delegated, and that's why they got deacons. And if you're saying, but Michelle, I cannot delegate yet, of course you can. There's AI. You may not get a physical human being in your business, but there is AI. And sometimes there are things in your business that you can't personally delegate, but there are personal tasks around the home that you can get other people to do, like the cooking. And pray they don't kill you, right? Right? But the cooking or something else so that you can get more time that you can now spend in your business. And then when you have to do these drainers, you also want to time block. So say, okay, this is going to take me 2 hours of focus and 2 hours, set a clock and let it be that. And now point number three, being fruitful and multiplying rather than being busy and adding, right? So the trap is we think, make more offers, get more clients, more hustle. And what we end up doing is that we hustle ourselves into frustration. But fruitful and multiply, fruitfulness comes first, and fruitfulness is you have real results. It's visible results, measurable outcomes, transformation. So if you're not getting results from that thing, it's not producing, cut it. And then the other thing God said to do is to multiply. Now notice he doesn't add, you know. Think about the five loaves and the two fish. Was he adding? No. That was multiplication. Think about the story of the talents. One got one, he still had one. One got two, he made it four. Another got five, he made it 10. Multiplication. So here's how I multiply it. I did less. I did less better. I stopped trying to serve everyone. I focused on Christian professionals and entrepreneurs. So fewer clients, but bigger transformation meant that I got real fruit. And then number two, I measured what worked. So which events actually brought more visibility and income and conversions? You got to measure it so you know what makes sense, right? And then the other thing is, I also improve my conversion ratio, which is something I also help my clients with doing. So same effort, but better closing ratio equals faster growth in the business. And then number four is charge for the transformation. So I know a lot of people say increase your prices and you feel like you're in a business, you want to serve people, you don't want to feel as though you're robbing people, you want to be fair. So you're gonna be fair. Okay. Here's what you're gonna do. My mentor told me charge 10% of the value that people get from you. So if somebody earns $10,000 based on your efforts, 10,000 US, you charge them 1,000 US, right? So it makes sense for them and it makes sense for you. And by doing that, somebody really, really dear to me, right? I was helping this person in their business, and that person was able to increase their prices by 400%. 400%, not more clients, but multiplying still what she was able to produce in her business. And it was because she was also looking at measurable fruit. She measured what were clients saying, how much money were they making as a result of what she was doing. So, as I close, I want you to reflect on this. How fruitful are you being? What fruit can you clearly see? Are you multiplying or are you adding? Are you being fruitful or just busy? And so, remember the three things. You want to make sure your vision aligns with God, who He says you are. Focus on the drivers, not the trainers. And remember, be fruitful and multiply.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.